supporting you in your dog parenting journey. The Dynamic Dog Owner with Debbie Potter. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Dynamic Dog Owner. I hope you are having a wonderful week and being obviously as dynamic as you can be with your dogs. This is the podcast where we support you, the dog parent, the human, the owner, whatever you want to call yourself. We support you in your dog parenting journey to make sure that you are gaining the most knowledge and feeling good as a person, because dog training is more than just making your dog sit. So this week's topic is about, it's okay, my dog is friendly. How many times have you heard that sentence? It's okay, my dog's friendly, as they come charging towards you. Have you ever said it? That's another question. And if you have, don't worry, we've all found ourselves in that situation. But today we're going to be looking at the reasons why that sentence is not the best thing to say or the best thing to hear. And obviously, I think sometimes with my regular listeners, I'm talking to the converted. You guys are pretty damn responsible and open to learning, hence you listen each week. And hopefully if you are a new listener, this may give you a different insight that you're not aware of yet, and hopefully help you to be a more dynamic dog owner. So the phrase, "it's okay, my dog's friendly," tends to happen when an off-lead dog comes running over to your dog who is on lead or happily, you know, minding about their business. It tends to be when a dog is being a little bit impolite. So we're going to have a little chat about dog etiquette and why this phrase isn't great, why dogs need space, and why it's your job as a dog owner to be as responsible as possible. So it kind of ties into responsible dog ownership, which I don't know if you've discovered already, but you're not told the kind of rules of engagement, the etiquette of being a dog parent. There's no like official guideline of what's polite and what's not. There's no official sort of kind of documents or anything that's given to you as a new owner so that you know this stuff. I know for myself, every puppy that comes through puppy class with us, and most people get training with us, we do talk about this etiquette and how what's polite and what's not, because it's one of those things that a lot of people aren't fully aware of. So the more we talk about it, hopefully the more responsible people will be and the more they will just look at things from a different perspective. So firstly, dog etiquette. What is dog etiquette? What is polite? And there is kind of an unwritten or unspoken rule about what's polite and what's not. Some things are obvious and others are a little bit more hidden. So some things, like, for example, if your dog's on a lead, you shouldn't let an off-lead dog run up them, is quite standard. But in terms of like how dogs actually interact, what's polite, what's not, etc., aren't really spoken about. What should be done, what shouldn't be done. So it's a weird topic to discuss. But yeah, what is polite? What is etiquette? Now, for me, maybe I think sometimes I am probably a little bit too at the other end of things. I'm sometimes a little bit too responsible, and I try to strive to never upset people, which obviously, or not upset people, but to not come across as being rude or to affect other people's day. Maybe I strive for too high a standard, I don't know. But for me, etiquette is that me and my dog, or dogs when we're out together, should not negatively or unwantedly influence, uninvited, that'd be a better word than unwanted, wouldn't it? Uninvited, interact with other people. They shouldn't affect their day. So the only emotion or feeling that people should have when they see me and my dog is, that looks a nice dog. Not, oh, your dog just jumped up and ate my ice cream, or whatever it may be. So I don't want my dogs to do anything that will negatively impact somebody else. So that could be, and obviously I'm not saying I'm perfect, guys, you know that I am not perfect, my dogs aren't perfect, but I strive for perfection. That could be, for me, you know, my dog doesn't bark at anyone, which one of mine is still a little bit wary, so he's easily startled and does woof. It irks me. We're working on it still. He's still young, we're working on it. But my dog shouldn't jump and bound over to another dog. My dog shouldn't steal a child's ball. They shouldn't go and steal someone's picnic. They shouldn't pee on someone's bag. They shouldn't, I don't know, what else could they do? Jump up at people. They shouldn't run over to say hello to other dogs unless they've been invited. All those kind of things. Obviously, accidents happen and we can't preempt every single situation. We don't have a crystal ball and we don't always know what our dog's going to do. And even the steadiest of dogs who you are like, nah, they're 100% reliable, will still break that sometimes and will still make you go, oh, whoops, didn't intend for that to happen. But accidents happen, you know. But we can strive for them to not upset anyone else. And I'm sure you know or expect, have heard so many stories. I go, no way, you didn't let your dog do that. That's crazy. And they go, well, people weren't happy about it. And I'm not surprised, you know, when they've stolen picnics or, you know, some of the classics I've had are, you know, stealing picnics, peeing on people's legs. Obviously, I know dogs here have done, like, you know, peed on my leg at work. That's cool. I'm in a dog space. I don't mind. I'm here. I'm prepared for it. But obviously, if you're walking down the street and you're randomly sitting on a bench in like a nice skirt or something, you don't want a dog peeing up your leg. Random people in the street, it's different to, you know, being in a safe space. So your dog shouldn't be affecting anyone's day, apart from them going, what a nice dog. Equally, you know, when it comes to other dogs, there are some unwritten rules. And I think they're kind of blurred. And the most common one is obviously that an off-lead dog shouldn't be running over to an on-lead dog, which we're going to explore a little bit more. But some people, or people are unaware, not, you know, this isn't a judgment on anyone. It's just, we sometimes are just unaware that just because two dogs are off-lead, it's not an invitation to say hello. Dogs have to read the situation, read the body language another dog is given off, and then respond to it. That is polite socialization. It's not saying hello to everyone you meet. It is being able to read the situation, read the communication from another dog, and act appropriately on it. And not just with dogs, but with people and other animals and everything else. But when it comes to dog, it's not about interacting. It's about being polite. So if your dog is off lead, another dog is off lead, that doesn't mean it's fair game to go and interact with them. They might not want it. If two dogs are on lead, doesn't mean they're okay to say hello. You know, ask first. Ask first. And the thing is, you should ask before it's about to happen. So what I often see is that somebody will walk towards me, and I try and avoid it as much as I possibly can, but someone will walk towards me and say, oh, are they okay to say hello? Well, you're a meter in front of me and your dog's nose is nearly touching mine. I haven't really got a choice but to say yes, have I? So moments like that, we need to be thinking a bit earlier. So, you know, if you're seeing a dog on the walking towards each other and they're like 5-6 meters away, far enough away that if you say no, that dog is not coming near yours, that's polite. It's not, oh, they're already saying hello, so they might as well do it now anyway. Or, you know, or can they say hello when they're already sniffing? It's like the horse has already bolted. It's already happening whether my dog wants it or not. And sometimes situations are completely unavoidable, which is fine. So dogs can be, obviously, on the main situation we're going to talk about here is off-lead dogs, because that's the one that applies to a lot. But obviously the on-lead, the off-lead situations all kind of tie in a little bit. It's okay, my dog's friendly tends to refer to when dogs are off lead, are out of control, basically. So we tend to think of like aggressive dogs as being the problem, reactive dogs being the problem. Friendly dogs, so the dogs that are over friendly and cannot read social cues, are actually more dangerous, in my opinion. They get themselves into far more trouble than a nervous dog or a reactive dog. Purely because many things, really. Majority of reactive dogs, and reactive dogs aren't bad dogs. Let's say that first of all, reactive dogs are not bad dogs at all. But if you have a reactive dog, you are normally 100% focused on your environment, always reading situations, always trying to get out of dodge before they happen. So you are overly cautious about the interactions your dog has. You are overly aware. You are hypervigilant. If your dog is friendly, you go, oh, well, it doesn't matter. They're not going to do any harm. And then you let them go into situations. So they actually cause problems. Now, This kind of ties into recall, leads, reactivity, a little bit of everything. But the main point is, if you have had to say, it's okay, my dog's friendly, what situation has that happened in? And it's probably when your dog's been off lead, they have seen a person or a dog and they have rushed over to say hello to them. Potentially, you haven't been able to call them back. Or if you have, they've come back after already interacting. So it begs the question, and I'm sure I've mentioned it on the podcast before, is if your dog has to say hello to every person and every dog, they shouldn't be off lead because they're not under control. If your dog cannot recall mid-walk towards another dog or another person, they shouldn't be off lead because that's not under control. If you're walking around and they have to go up and say hello to every person, that's fine until you meet the person who's scared of dogs, until you meet the toddler who's terrified of dogs. Those people, just because they're in a public space, it does not mean that they accept that your dog's going to run over to them. And it shouldn't be okay and acceptable that your dog should go over and say hello to them. Dogs are unpredictable. Even people, I mean, I love dogs, obviously. I love dogs. But if I have an off-lead dog come over and pester me, even I get pissed off with it. Because it's like, come on, this is not fair on me. Potentially, whatever, you know, if I've got a dog that doesn't want to say hello, if my dogs then tell them off, who gets the glare? Me. But you let your dog come over and be rude. Doesn't really figure, does it? I still get annoyed with people who let their dogs do it. I know I'm not judging, I don't judge ever, but it annoys me internally. And, you know, I will politely say, can you get your dog under control, please? Mine don't want to say hello. I try and be as polite as possible, but sometimes, you know, everyone has their limit and some days it really pees me off. So, you know, dogs are not public property. Not every dog wants to say hello to people and dogs. And I think that's something we have to really be aware of. So if your dog is off lead and you can't get it back, they shouldn't be off lead. It kind of builds in again to other topics we've talked about where, you know, it's sometimes not about actually training a recall, it's about them being neutral in their situation, so not emotionally driven to go and say hello to people, which is a long journey to get toward with your dog. But the question is, you know, why is it not okay? Your friendly dog could steal a child's ice cream, they could knock over a child, they could knock over a person, an older person. They could steal something. You know, dogs that like to pick up sticks. If you've got a toddler or a child running around with a stick, your dog goes over and steals a stick or steals a hat off of their head because it's got a bobble on the top that looks like a ball. All of those things are really downright rude. And they're what make the world less dog friendly. Most of us with dogs want to be able to take our dog everywhere. And take them on holiday, take them to days out, take them to pubs, take them to restaurants. For that to be acceptable, we have to have respect for other people who may not like our dog, who may not want our dog in their space. Equally for other dogs, it can be detrimental for your dog to rush over. So dogs are on leads for so many reasons, not just because their recall is not great. Dogs are on leads because they, you know, A, their recall's not great or they're still working on it. It could be on lead because they're recovering from an operation or they're in season or they're old and they're deaf and they can't hear their owner recalling them. They could be on lead because they are training, they are reactive, they just are antisocial and don't want to see your dog. Humans and dogs, let's face it. I'm out with my dogs. I don't want to say hello to you. It's my quiet time. I don't want to be speaking to people. I don't want people coming over. Which, I get it, guys. I know I seem a very sociable person. I am a very sociable person, but I need my downtime and I need no people time. And walking my dogs is when I get that. I don't want your dog coming over to me. And if I know you, that's cool. But I don't want your dog coming over to me because 99% of the time I'm training my dogs and all of my dogs have some form of reactive behaviour towards others, which I strive to work on and improve so that I do have that, you know, 100% reliable dog, which is obviously unrealistic, but I strive towards it. If your dog rushes over to a dog, they can be upsetting that dog, setting back the training journey that they're going on and making massive repercussions for that person and that dog. That's just not fair. So, you know, say for example, we've got a reactive dog and you are, you know, busy working on building your dog's confidence, teaching them not to bark at people, not to have big emotions. And you're working so hard, you invest so much money into working with a trainer or a behaviorist, into equipment, into online courses. And every, you know, you just get your dog at a place where you're going, yes, we're doing brilliant progress and it's all going well. And then somebody comes over with their dog. You're like, oh, you know, you've just made my dog react. You're setting back our training for, you know, for what? Because you can't control your dog. You're putting in the hard work and somebody else lets their dog come over to yours. It's not fair. If it's an elderly dog, a dog that could get knocked over, recovering from an operation, they don't want your big, bouncy, friendly dog rushing over to them and barking at them. It's not fair. Dogs that rush over and are aggressive. You know, some dogs are off lead and they are not polite, not aggressive per se. They can be, but majority of dogs who are big and bouncy lack social manners. And that is something that does not just come from bouncing and playing with other dogs. It comes from you as a human orchestrating situations where they can practice polite skills, read the other dog's body language, and you help them to responsibly react and or act appropriately to that interaction. It's not, oh, well, let's just leave them to it and they'll sort it out, because that's not fair. You wouldn't do that with a child. You know, oh, well, let's just leave them to shout and kick and punch at each other for an hour. They'll sort it out. We wouldn't do that, because you can't do that as an adult. I mean, you could, but it probably wouldn't go down well. You say, you interrupt and you say to your child, now, you know, we have to share, or it's not very polite to call Freddie a whatever, you know, you should say this and you need to do that and you need to go and say sorry. Or if he says no, then you need to respect that. We do it with our kids, so why not do it with our dogs? Obviously, it's slightly different, but we still have to teach our dogs what is polite and what is not polite and help them to manage situations, which obviously when you're out in public can be quite tricky. But it is something you can practice with your trainer, who can orchestrate controlled situations to practice social skills and social meeting and greeting. So do look into arranging that if your dog is an over exuberant personality or lacks social skills, because they will not simply grow out of it. And it's not fair for another dog who did not engage and did not give permission to have to tell your dog off. That is one of the phrases that does my head in. Oh, well, he needs a good telling off. Why should my dog have to tell yours off? Why should he be made to feel that uncomfortable that he has to tell yours to do one? That's not fair on my dog. They shouldn't need to do that. That's like saying, oh, it's okay, we'll just let this person annoy you so much so you have to punch them in the face. That's not on either. Obviously, we look at in training. In training, dogs could be anything. If it's an assistance dog, your dog runs over to and pesters, that's going to set back that dog's training for years. You're affecting somebody else's life. So we need to be really conscious of this, my dog's friendly. It is not okay. If you cannot make sure your dog is not, you know, is not going to run over to some people, not going to interrupt with them, they should be on lead. It's really not that difficult. And I don't get why people don't want to keep their dog on a lead, because it is by far the most responsible thing to do. Now, this kind of ties in a little bit with like the yellow dog scheme. I don't know if you've heard of it. Yellow dog scheme is where dogs who are, basically they don't want people coming into their space, wear yellow. For me, we shouldn't need that. That's like me walking around with a tabard on saying, I don't want to talk to anyone today, leave me alone. You know, no hugs, please. I shouldn't have to tell people not to do that. They should just respect my personal boundaries. Why do we have to have a yellow dog scheme? Because of the it's okay, my dog's friendly brigade. So there are so many reasons why it's not okay. Hopefully we've covered them. But if you are somebody who has said once or twice, I said, sorry, you know, he's friendly, just learn from it. You know, we're all going to, our dogs are always going to be unpredictable because we can't, they're not robots. We cannot control their every behavior. But If it happens once, if it happens twice, don't let it happen a third or fourth or fifth time. Learn from it. If it happens once, take that as a sign that you need to work on it. Just like with, you know, we talked about it before, about habit forming, about rewards. If a dog can carry on doing something, they are going to get better at it. So head back to the sort of first episodes where we talked about rewards and practicing behaviours. Those are all tie in with this. If it happens once, it's a mistake. If it happens three times, four times, regularly, every walk, it's just carelessness. So what can you do if your dog is that dog and you regularly have to shout, "It's okay, my dog's friendly"? Pop them on a lead. Keep them on a lead. Don't let them off the lead in places where they're going to say hello to other dogs or rush over to other people. Enlist the help of a trainer to help you learn how to make them be able to ignore other people and other dogs. It's not magically going to fix itself. Simply, it's often something that happens in adolescence and with puppies because they're super friendly. But they're not simply just going to grow out of it. When they hit maturity at 2, 3, they're not just going to suddenly go, "It's all right, I'm not a sociable dog anymore. I don't want to go and say hello to somebody." They need to be shown how to do it. They need to be taught. It is your job to be responsible. In the eyes of the law, which is a little bit wishy-washy when it comes to dogs, and again, you don't know unless you're looking for it, a dog that is off-lead, that is rushing over to other people, is classed as being out of control. We tend to think that out-of-control dogs are the ones that are running around biting people. An out-of-control dog is a dog that is off-lead and not within close control of their human. They go over and say hello to people. They interact with people without the people's permission, and their dog can't recall them back. So you can create a much bigger problem for you and your dog. And it comes down to, say, being a responsible owner, being aware of other people and their situations. One thing that I know frustrates me hugely is that people aren't aware of what's going on around them when they're out for their dog. With their dog. You know, the other day I was out and a guy was literally walking down the road, hand, you know, phone in his hand, staring down at it, and he wasn't even engaging with his dog, which I know not everyone does, but he wasn't even looking where he was walking. He could have walked into the middle of a road and wouldn't have even noticed. He didn't even recognise there was another dog walking towards him. Now, partly when we, you know, again, it comes down to that just respecting other people. If you see someone trying to get out of your way, it's a sign their dog doesn't want to say hello. You know, if you see someone skirting the corner of the park and always looking for a space and always being in the quiet corner, it's a sign they're not really up for interaction. If you see someone with a dog and as soon as they spot you, they cross the road, it's a sign that they don't want to say hello to you. For whatever reason that may be, maybe they're antisocial. Maybe their dog is working on something. They're training. They know their dog's uncomfortable entering into situations. People are oblivious to it. And this guy on his phone would definitely be oblivious because he didn't even look up ever. I'm surprised he didn't fall over or walk into a lamppost. Typical comedy sketch. But it's about that respect aspect. If you are walking down the street and you see someone spot you and go, "Oh shit," and instantly tense, look panicked, start looking for exit routes, trying to encourage their dog away, start pulling out their treats, start taking a wide berth or crossing the road, just stop for 2 seconds and go, "Why are they doing that?" They don't want you in their space. Quite simply, they do not want you in their space. They're working on something with their dog. Now, I see this all the time with my middle dog, who is reactive in terms of he lays down when he sees another dog walking towards him. I'm sure I've mentioned it many times in the podcast before. It's incredibly frustrating because I cannot move him once he hits the deck. So I have to be extra proactive. It's not him being obedient and laying down when he sees a dog for them to pass. It's him going, "Oh shit, there's someone walking towards me. I feel really stressed. I'm going to lay down and protect myself. I'm not going to move. They'll go away in a minute." But people go, "Oh, any cute?" And they carry on walking towards me. And I'm like, "Oh, you can see that he's had a reaction as soon as he has seen your dog. You can see me then starting to try and calm the situation, use some techniques to relax him, try and get his focus back on me and get out of your way. Yet you carry on walking towards me. You're not going, that dog doesn't want to interact, and then taking a wide berth or respecting it. Basically, you're going, up yours. I don't care what your dog's doing. I'm in my own little bubble. I always walk along this path at this point, and I cross next to the lamppost over there. You're in my way, tough. Does it matter at the end of the day? For Rem, not really, because, well, it does, but, you know, he's not a barking, lunging, scary dog that you want to go, oh, it's not obvious that he doesn't want you in his space. So people take a, you know, if you've got a barking, reactive dog, people take a wide berth. If you've got a quiet, reactive dog who is just fearful or freezes, yes, it's not obvious, and yes, he's not going to bite your dog or anything, but it's still disrespecting his emotions, and it still sets back our training. And this is something I've been working with Rem since he was about 7 months old, so 4 years we've been working on it. And we've got to the point, you know, we have progressed so much. It used to be like 200 metres away, spot a dog and go, oh my God, there's a dog, and lay down. Now it's only if they are walking directly towards him or they stare at him. And that's it. You know, if I spot one on the side of the coming towards us at a distance, I cross the road or we turn around and we go a different way. We've reduced that sort of zone where he can be comfortable to much, much smaller. But he's still not comfortable with your dog walking towards him. And people carrying on walking towards us is just stopping us from getting that next bit of progression. Will he ever be okay with people walking directly towards him? I don't know. One day he might. But people walking directly towards us and disrespecting his emotions is not helping. And obviously, you know, I'm quite okay with it. I know what I'm doing. I know that I can help him or can continue to help him and continue to orchestrate situations. It rarely happens unless people are unpredictable. So, you know, they pop out of a house or they pop out from like a blind corner. So, and I know he's not going to do anything. He's just going to lay down. I just find it incredibly frustrating because it's him internally going, oh my goodness, this is so scary. And that annoys me. But obviously, if you're at the beginning of your reactivity journey and your dog is barking and lunging and it's embarrassing and, you know, you just want the ground to swallow you up and you get frustrated and you're really trying to break those initial barriers down, somebody not respecting your space and walking towards you or letting their off-lead dog run over shouting, it's okay, he's friendly, that sets your initial training and those first sort of stages of the first sort of 6 months, a year of working on it. It sets you back months, and it's not fair. It's really not fair that people should be able to do that. So this is obviously all about being responsible, being a responsible owner, and not just thinking about your dog, but thinking about everybody else's dog as well. And it kind of goes back to that saying, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a team of dog owners to help each other to raise the best dog possible. It takes everybody to help and, you know, just be respectful of each other. Being respectful of each other and just recognizing what they need is so important. There's a couple of dogs on my estate who I know are reactive, and if I spot them going for a walk, I automatically go completely the opposite way. They don't seem to mind that their dogs are reactive as much. I know there doesn't outwardly appear to be, and that's obviously me putting a judgment on, which I should not do, hence look at previous episode. But, you know, it doesn't appear that they are aware of how to help their dog be reactive. They tend to walk directly towards people and knowing their dog's going to react, which they may just not be aware, which is fine. But I don't want to make that dog react. So I take a wide berth to make sure that dog doesn't react, because obviously it's going to affect my dogs more than others. But equally, I don't want to make that dog stressed. I look at them and I go, oh, I'll give you a wide berth. You know, the other one that really winds me up, which again, I'm sure you guys have had, is when your dog stops for a poo and then someone lets their dog come over and say hello to them. You're like, hang on, my dog's pooing. Would you like it if I walked into your bathroom stall while you were pooing? You'd feel pretty damn uncomfortable. Don't do it to my dog. And obviously a dog then is lowering their defences. They are quite vulnerable. They can't get up and start playing. They're pooing. Leave them be. which again, obviously off-lead dog. It may not be rude, but it's still not overly polite. And if you can't encourage your dog away from that, then they shouldn't be off lead. If your dog's on lead, there's absolutely no excuse. Stop. Let that dog finish doing what they're doing and carry on their walk, or cross the road. I don't get why crossing the road is such a difficult task. I'm sorry, I know you listen every week. But my mum, love her, she's got better. But with our previous dog, Charlie, who we had quite a little while ago, he knew exactly where he was crossing the road. And she would walk exactly the same walk, exactly the same time. And he was a creature of habit. And you could not cross the road before the crossing point. And it wasn't even a point, it was just where mum always crossed. You couldn't dare cross it afterwards because you had to cross at exactly that moment. And he would stop and be like, nope, we don't cross the road here. We cross the road at this point right here. Creature of habit. Obviously, some dogs are, some people are. I know my mum's got much better. Well done, mum. But if someone else is there, stop. Cross the road a little bit earlier. The amount of people that I see on my estate that do their exact walk in exactly the same order, they walk in exactly the same route every single day. They cross in the same spot, regardless of what's going on around them. If there are kids on bikes, if there are old ladies sat at the or walking down the street with their, Zimmer frames or whatever, they still plough directly towards them with their dog because this is the route I always take. If there's someone scared of a dog, they still walk directly towards them. If there's another dog reacting, they just carry on. If a dog's pooing, they carry on because this is the route I take every day. Just be aware of who's around you, Take a different route. Cross the road a little bit earlier rather than directly walking towards people and putting their dog into an uncomfortable situation. Your dog's cool with it. Brilliant. Well done. That's brilliant for you that your dog doesn't mind. But just have a little bit of respect for the dogs that do mind and the dogs that struggle, because everyone will then be able or have the opportunity to have, a great dog who is enjoying their walk and not being put in uncomfortable situations because of you and your dog's actions. So, interesting topic. I know I've probably rambled just a little bit today. Sorry. But it's an emotive topic, you can tell. And I get really frustrated about it, especially when I put my hand up in the air and I say, stop, my dog does not want to say hello to yours. And people still walk towards me. Don't get it. So obviously it has been an interesting emotive topic, but please, 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 if nothing else of today, if you are a it's okay, my dog's friendly person, please think about changing that. Popping your dog on a lead and making sure they are not affecting other people's days. And if you are the other end of it, where you are the person who's getting frustrated with dogs coming towards you, pestering you, and coming in your space, I get you. I see you. I get it. I understand. I share your frustration. It is annoying. All we can do is try and do the best we can to make sure that other people aren't feeling the same way about us. So you are being brilliant. You're being responsible. Everybody, if there's anything from today's episode, just try and be that little bit more aware of other people and other dogs and just look at their situation and see if you can help them out when you're on a walk. See if you can take a wider berth. See if you can respect them. Ask before your dog says hello. Cross the road if they look like they're struggling. And just help each other out, guys. Let's all help each other to be the best dog humans we can be. As always, any comments, any interest, anything interesting points you want to share with me, please, please do. Head over to our social media at Potter Paws. Head over into our community group. Drop me an email, Debbie at Potter Paws. We are here to help and support you. Even if you just want a little rant, pop into our Facebook group and share that with us, because it's a good place to share and talk about dogs and feel supported in your journey. Have a wonderful week, and I hope you meet no off-lead friendly dogs. And I hope everyone respects your space when you're out this week. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch up with you really soon. Thank you for listening to The Dynamic Dog Owner with me, Debbie Potter. See you next time.